兄姐妹，早上好。
嗯，
也上个星期我们在达拉斯没有跟大家一起的敬拜。
So last week we were in Dallas that we're not able to worship with you.
但是我们的祷告跟大家是在一起的。
Our prayers were with you.
那么今天我们就继续一起来看亚伯拉罕的故事。
Today we continue to study the story of Abraham.
在我在以前谢谢，Thank you。我在上初中的时候啊，我是最喜欢做的事情，就是我想能够掌握一些技术。
So when we're in junior high, the things I really want to do the most is to try to learn some special skills.
因为我觉得掌握技术的人是最有用的人。
I know those people are most useful with those skills.
所以中学毕业的时候，我就决定要报考那个技术学校。
So when I graduate from junior high, well, I wanted to go to the technical school.
因为那个时候中国还没有完全的开放高等学校的考试。
And so at the time, the China has not opened the higher education exams.
所以我决定就不上高中了，我要去申请高等的技术学校。
So I decided not to go to regular high school, I want to go to the technical school.
所以那个时候我就去报名，然后呢，我们很多的人一起到那儿去考试。
So I registered and a lot of people went to take the test.
我还记得那天，那是夏天。
I remember that was the summer.
七八月份的天气非常的闷热。
And July and August was extremely hot.
那个时候没有空调的嘛。
And there were no air condition.
哎呀，就是我们到了考场，大家全部都坐好啊。
So we were all sitting down, take a test.
那我相信我的成绩应该没有问题，肯定能考上。
And I was sure that I will pass the test.
然后呢，这个负责考试的这个监考的老师就进来了。
And so the person who was supervising us.
然后他。我就等着他发考卷，我们要考试。
And so I was waiting for him to pass out the test.
不过这个人呢，当时他就宣布一个消息哈。
And that person who's supervising us make announcement.
他说市政府临时决定，从今年开始，我们所有的高等这个技术学校的招生啊，都要高中毕业才行。
And so then he made an announcement. The city have decided.All the people who want to enter this technical school have to be graduate from high school.
我们所有这些人都是准备说就上技术学校的人，一下都傻了。
And so we were stunned.
所以我们只好就回家，就重新再继续上高中。
So we have to return home and have to go back to regular high school.
但是这也改变了我的人生的轨迹哈。
And so that actually totally changed my plan.
所以我就没有上成技术学校。
So I never went to the technical school.
所以高中一上了高中，我的主意就变了。
And so once I went enter the high school, and I changed my direction.
那么当时那个高考已经恢复了，我决定要上大学。
So the higher education start open, and so I decided to go to university.
所以你看，人生很多有这样奇妙的事情哈。
And so that happened in your life quite often.
这个事情我记得很深刻哈。
And that really impressed me.
虽然那是。我十几岁的时候发生的事情。
Even though that happened when I was a teenager.
那个时候我还不知道有上帝存在。
I didn't know there's a God, I didn't know God exist.
但是那个天所发生的事情无疑就影响了我整个生命的改变。
But that day, the things that happened that day totally changed my life.
因为我整个的人生的方向就变了。
And then I have totally changed direction of my life.
所以我跟很多人交谈的时候，很多人说：“陈牧师啊，我也有类似的经历。”
When I talk to other people, a lot of people told me I have a similar experience.
好像就是那一个时刻，那个时候我的决定，或好像就改变了我人生的轨迹。
And it's just that thing at that time, that day, that changed me.
而且很多人跟我说：“陈牧师，我不只有一个这样的事情，很多次这样的机会。”
And many people said that not only happened once, it happened many times in my life.
所以有时候我们都禁不住要思想一下说如果那个时候我不是做出这样的决定没有这样的改变的话我可能走的是完全不同的人生道路。
So sometimes we cannot help to think that it wasn't happening at that time that might take a completely different path on my life.
其实人生中这些奇妙的事 都是上帝的恩典。
So all those things that happen is God's grace.
那么如果能够抓住这些机会的话，我们的人生就会更加绚丽多彩。
So if we can seize those opportunities, our life will be more colorful.
今天我们来思考亚伯拉罕的故事。
And today let's study the story of Abraham.
我们就看到亚伯拉罕就面临着这样一个人生的转折点。
So Abraham is facing this life-changing moment.
那么他是如何面对这样人生转折的时刻
？How did he face this life-changing moment？
这我们一起来思想，希望这给我们一些启示。
And let's ponder together so that probably can inspire us.
也帮助我们在人生的道路上百尺竿头更进一步。
So can help us go further on the road of life.
所以我们一起来看这段经文，就在创世纪的第十七章。第一节到二十七节。
And so let's turn our Bible to Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1 to 27.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经，创世纪第十七章。
And Genesis chapter 17.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
As Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
创世纪第十七章，亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless."
我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers.
亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说：我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
Abraham fell down face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations."
从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations.
我必使你的后裔极其繁多。国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
I will make you very fruitful. I will make you nations of you, and kings will come from you.
我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约。
And I will establish my covenant as of an everlasting covenant between me and you.
做永远的约是要做你和你后裔的神。
And your descendant after you for the generation to come to be your God and the God of your descendant after you.
我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业。
And so the whole land of Canaan where you are now an alien, I will give you as an everlasting possession to you and your descendant after you.
我也必做他们的神。
I will be their God.
神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。”
The God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant. You and your descendant after you for the generation to come."
你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep.Every male among you should be circumcised.
你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。
You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of a covenant between me and you.
你们世世代代的男子，无论是家里生的，是在你后裔之外用银子从外人买的，生下来第八日都要受割礼。
For the generation to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money, from your foreigner, those who are not your offspring.
你家里生的和你用银子买的都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们的肉体上做永远的约。
Whether born in your household or bought with your money,They must be circumcised, and my covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant.
但不受割礼的男子必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。
Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant.
神又对亚伯拉罕说：“ 你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉。
God also said to Abraham, As for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarah. Her name will be Sarah.
我必赐福给她，也要使她，也要使你从她得一个儿子。我要赐福给她，她也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从她而出。
I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her.
亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地嬉笑，心里说：一百岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经九十岁了，还能生养吗？
Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, Will a son be born a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90?
亚伯拉罕对神说：但愿以实玛利活在你面前。
And Abraham said to God, If only Ishmael might live under your blessing.
神说不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。
Then God said, Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descending after him.
至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛，极其繁多，他必生十二个族长，我也要使他成为大国。
And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers. I will make him into a great nation.
到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约。
By my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year.
神和亚伯拉罕说完了话，就离开他上升去了。
When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him.
正当那日，亚伯拉罕遵着神的命，给他的儿子以实玛利和家里的一切男子，无论是在家里生的是用银子买的，都行了割礼。
On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael, and all those born in his household were bought with his money, every male in his household, and circumcised them as God told him.
亚伯拉罕受割礼的时候年九十九岁。
Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised.
他儿子以实玛利受割礼的时候年十三岁。
And his son Ishmael was 13.
正当那日，亚伯拉罕和他儿子以实玛利一同受了割礼。
Abraham and his son Ishmael were both circumcised on that same day.
家里所有的人，无论是在家里生的，是用银子从外人买的，也都一同受了割礼。
Every male in Abraham's household, including those born in his household or bought from a foreigner, were circumcised with them.
那么这一段故事所记载的是亚伯拉罕进入迦南地之后，上帝向他第四次的显现。
This story talk about the Abraham entered Canaan, God appeared him the fourth time.
这经文可以分四段。
And this scripture can divide to four parts.
第一节到第八节是上帝为亚伯拉罕更名。
And so the first verse 1 to verse 8 talk about God renamed Abraham.
那么第九到第十二节是上帝要求亚伯拉罕及其后裔来遵行割礼。
And 9 to 12, God required Abraham and his descendant to be circumcised.
13到22节是上帝为撒拉更名。
And 13 to 22, God renamed Sarah.
23节到27节则是亚伯拉罕要遵守了上帝的指令。
23 to 27,God wants Abraham to follow his instruction.
这个故事在整个亚伯拉罕的这个系列当中占有一个很重要的地位。
And this chapter actually is a key part of the entire series.
因为亚伯拉罕在这个时候他的生命就有了一个 一个不一样的转变。
Because Abraham facing life turning point.
我们看到他信心的升华。
We see his faith sublimated.
那么上帝为人改名这个意义是重大的。
And so when God wants to change people's name, that's very significant.
那么这两次为亚伯拉罕为撒拉更名的中间，那么插入了这个割礼的这个指示。
And there are two times that God talk about God changing the name, but in between and talk about circumcision.
显然这个割礼是整个故事的重点。
So the circumcision play a key role.
这里上帝重申了他给亚伯拉罕的应许。
Here God reiterated the promise of the covenant.
但是提到了一个割礼的要求。
But also add the circumcision.
这个割礼啊，就是男性的这个阴茎的表皮啊，把它除去。
It's removing the foreskin of the male's penis.
那么在古代近东这个地方，这个割礼是当时比较普遍的一个仪式。
And circumcision is actually a pretty common ritual in the ancient Near East.
因为当时孩子生出来的时候，有时为了庆祝就给他行割礼。
And so when the baby was born, and in order to celebrate, they perform circumcision.
那有的时候也会等到他成年的时候再给他施割礼，叫成年礼。
And sometimes they will wait until the child become adult and they will perform the ritual.
这里上帝把这个当时的这个习俗啊赋予了新的含义。
And God has put a new meaning to circumcision.
所以这个就成为了承袭亚伯拉罕之约的一个记号。
So it's a sign of inheriting the Abrahamic covenant.
可能大家会说，我们今年年初讲到加拉太书的时候，保罗不是说不许行割礼吗
？So we might have a question when we're studying the Galatians that Paul said we don't need to be circumcised.
对，基督徒我们是不再需要割礼的。
And so as a Christian, we do not need to be circumcised.
因为这个割礼是亚伯拉罕之约的记号。
So circumcision is an Abrahamic covenant.
那么我们现在呢是？耶稣基督与我们所立的新约。
And so now we have a new covenant with Christ.
那么新约的记号呢是浸礼和圣餐。
So the new covenant is the baptism and the holy communion.
所以我们都不需要再接受割礼。
So we do not need to be circumcised.
但并不是说割礼是不好的东西。
We're not saying the circumcision is a wrong thing.
因为割礼是神所设立的
，is God has a set，
所以这个是神圣的
，and is secret。
只是说外表的这个记号和内心的这个信心是要怎么样？是要遥相呼应的。
When we need to match our inner faith to outer sign，
如果我们在外表有这个记号，但是我们内心没有改变的话。这个就没有任何意义。
Even we have changed some kind of outside, but if our inside does not have changed, it doesn't mean anything.
基督徒当然现在不需要割礼。
So now the Christian do not need to be circumcised.
但是我们的割礼不是在外面，而是在心里面。
And circumcision is not outside, actually is inside.
那个就是圣灵在我们身上留下的印记。
It's the seal of the Holy Spirit.
所以亚伯拉罕当时呢是本来生活在一个平静安稳之中的。
And Abraham actually was living a very peaceful, stable life.
他已经有了一个儿子从夏甲生的以实玛利。
He already had a son, Ishmael, from Hagar.
他想这回好了，问题解决了。
And so she said, okay, problem solved.
那么这个以实玛利肯定就是上帝的应许就要在他身上来实现。
And Ishmael, God is going to use Ishmael to accomplish his plan.
但是不料他这一次的与神相遇就完全颠覆了他的认知。
And so this time when he facing God actually totally subvert his thoughts of God.
所以说啊，生命的转折点啊，常常发生在意料不到的时候。
And very often those life turning moment is it happened when we unexpected.
有时候意想不到的事情事故会迫使我们来重新的审视信仰
，because the unexpected is really forcing us to really think about it.
有时上帝会借着在我们周围发生的一些人或事来挑战我们已经有的一些固有的观念。
And sometimes God challenges the people around us or event that what we have to think of Him before.
所以上帝是不会改变的。
God does not change.
但是我们对上帝的认知啊，是在逐步渐进的一个状态。
But our knowledge of God should be gradually changing.
那么随着我们生活阅历的增加
，And so when we have a more life experience，
还有一些属灵阅历的增加
，And spiritual experience，
那么我们会对神的认识越来越深刻
，And we should know God more。
和我们当初刚刚信主的时候，可能完全就不一样。
Should be totally different than compared to when we just became Christian.
要知道，神所具有的属性是远远超过我们可以想象的。
And God's attributes exceeding what we expected.
所以，这种属灵上的突破对我们来说是一种祝福。
So this spiritual breakthrough is a blessing from God.
那以前我讲到，曾经过讲到过这个约翰卫斯理的故事。
I have told you about the John Wesley.
不知大家还记得不记得他年轻的时候很有热心要为主工作。
And when he was young, he was very fervent for God's work.
那甚至他从英国跑到了美国的佐治亚州。
And he came from England to United States.
那么到了需要他要做宣教士。
He wanted to become a missionary.
那后来我们讲过，他跟一个女孩订婚，后来又解除婚约。
So he was engaged to a girl, but then later, did not happen.
这个事情搞得他在教会里搞得灰头灰脸，最后他没有办法待了，只好又回到英格兰。
And so his reputation was kind of ruined. So then he decided to go back to England.
那个时候是他属灵生命的低谷。
And that was the lowest point of his spiritual life.
不过在那个时候，他就遇到了。摩利维亚的弟兄会的一些成员。
And so he met some of the 摩利维亚 some of the brothers.
Yeah. 那么他就要参加他们的聚会，他真是感受到有神的同在啊。
He really, experienced God's presence when he had meeting with them.
有一次呢，他们当时在这个爱德门街。这个一个地聚会的地点，他们要有一个聚会。
And one time they were meeting at Aldergate Street.
那么他就要去这个聚会。
So he went to the meeting.
但是他非常的挣扎。
But he was really struggling.
他真是走到门口，他都不想进去，他想回去。
And even when he almost entered to go through the door, he did not want to go in. He wanted to go home.
但是最后他还是进入这个会场，参与了聚会。
But finally he decided to go in.
在那场聚会当中，他非常感受到圣灵的同在。
And at that meeting, he totally experienced God's presence.
他对自己的得救，对自己的信仰有了更加深刻的认识。
He has knowing more, taste his salvation and know his faith.
所以以前他所认识的信仰、认识的上帝，只是头脑中的。
And before that, the knowledge of God was in his brain.
而这次爱德门街的经历则是他一个生命切切实实的经历神的同在。
And this time at Aldergate Street, he totally experienced God.
所以这个爱德门街的经历对约翰卫斯理来说是一个生命的转折点。
And so for John Wesley, this is a life-changing moment.
甚至现在卫理公会呢每年五月份都会专门庆祝这个叫爱德门街的这个日子哈。
And so for Methodist Church that they will celebrate an Aldergate event in May.
所以每个人都会有这样类似的经验。
Every one of us that have a similar experience.
这个时候我们要知道我们对上帝的认知可能要有改变。
And this is a time that we know that we might need to change how weOur knowledge of God.
这个时候也更需要重新的来审视自我。
And now this is time to re-examine ourselves.
我们看亚伯拉罕对于上与神相遇之后他所的反应。
And let's look at Abraham's response when after he met the Lord.
你知道古代人对这个名字都是有特别含义的。
We know that in the ancient time, the name usually means something.
所以上帝亲自为亚伯拉罕跟萨拉改名字。
And Lord has himself changed Abraham and Sarah's name.
这个就意味着代表神在他们的生命里面是完全的掌权的。
And know that God's sovereignty in their lives.
所以也同时预表着神的应许必定会实现。
And also represent that God's promise will be fulfilled.
亚伯拉罕也欣然接受了这样的改名。
And so Abraham willing to accept that.
表明了他的顺服。
And represent that his submission.
亚伯兰这个名字的原意啊，我们前面讲过是高举的父啊。
Abraham's original name is exalt father.
这个大概跟他父亲家里面去拜偶像是有关系的。
That has to do with his father's that they worship idols.
但是亚伯拉罕这个名字的意思，圣经已经告诉我们了。
And Abraham's name that Bible already told us.
那就是叫多国的父。
Is the is 多国的父 the nations
a multitude
of nations, a father of many nations.
Yeah. 那么这就预表的上帝给亚伯拉罕的应许必然会实现。
And knowing that God's promise will be fulfilled.
这两个名字发音是相近的。
And those pronunciations are very similar.
但是意思却是南辕北辙。
But the meaning is totally opposite.
当有人去称呼亚伯拉罕的时候，自然就会想到上帝的应许。
And so when we call Abraham's name, that we remember God's promise.
那是多国的父。
And father of many nations.
同时也提醒人们这个以前的名字跟现在的名字这个差异。
And that will remind people the difference of his old name and the new names.
同时这个萨莱跟萨拉这两个名字也是发音相近。
And Sarah and Sarah and names as pronunciations very similar.
而且他们的意思也相近。
And actually their meaning is very similar.
就是说是公主或者是皇后的意思。
Either means it is princess or queen.
那么以前她的名字呢，可能表明这个萨莱呢，可能是她是有皇族的血统。
And the old name maybe means that she maybe have some kind of royal status.
那么后边这个名字只是表示她将来她要有尊贵的身份。
And then, but the new names that tells that she's going to have in the future, she have the really royal status from the Lord.
所以按照上帝的预言呢，萨拉生孩子的年纪应该是90岁。
And so according to God's promise that Sarah was going to have a child when she was 90 years old.
那第十七节亚伯拉罕也说，那时候他就怎么样，他要100岁。
And then according to verse 17, Abraham was going to be 100 years old.
这就特别强调了神的奇迹。
And so really emphasize God's miracle.
亚伯拉罕的年纪在这段经文中出现了好多次。
And to talk about Abraham's age that appeared many times.
在第一节就讲到说他的年纪是99岁。
And verse 1 talk about he was 99 years old.
在故事的结尾24节又讲到他的年龄是99岁。
And in verse 24 also talk about that he was 99 years old.
这起到了画龙点睛的作用。
And it's really play a finished touch.
所以这个预言与常理是相悖的。
And so the prophecy is contrary to common sense.
更是挑战了他们信心的底线。
And really challenged the bottom line of their faith.
同时也需要亚伯拉罕做出一个积极的回应。
But also require Abraham to have a positive response.
那么我们来看亚伯拉罕是怎么样去反应的呢？
So let's look at how Abraham respond.
亚伯拉罕是立即马上。
And they talk about Abraham immediately, right away.
那么从第23节开始就讲到亚伯拉罕的回应。
And verse 23 talk about how he responded.
所以正当那日
On the same day.
这个重复了两次23节26节讲了两次。
It repeated twice in verse 23 and 26.
所以亚伯拉罕从神领取了命令他没有单言。
And so he never delayed God's request.
他不是说等几天，等我想想再说。
He said, "Let me think about. Let's wait for a few days."
哦，让我考虑几个月再说。
Let me think about for a few months.
没有。
No.
他马上就行动。
He immediately.
这就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
And this is Abraham's faith.
当他面临这个生命转折的时候，他采取了一个积极的回应。
When he is facing the life-turning moment, and his response was positive.
很多时候当我们来面对这个人生转折的时候，我们知道这个转折常常不是我们可以预知的。
And very often when we're facing the life-changing moment, we know that it's not predictable.
有的时候我们没办法控制这些事情。
And sometimes we cannot control it.
但是我们可以掌握的。
But we can. seize the opportunity.
这是我们对这个事情的回应。
And how we respond to this event.
如果我们能够像亚伯拉罕那样做出积极的回应的话，
If we can respond like Abraham, be positive.
我们就可以抓住这样的契机。
We can seize this opportunity.
所以我们属灵的生命就会再上一个新的台阶。
And so our spiritual life will go to the next higher level.
反之啊，我们的属灵生命就会停顿不前的。
On the contrary, that maybe our spiritual life will be stagnant.
有的时候停顿几十年都在那里转来转去。
And maybe even stagnant for a few decades in the same, around the same circle.
我不知道你有没有碰过这样的人哈。
And have you ever seen people like this?
你知道鲁迅笔下所写的那个祥林嫂吗哈
？And do you know 鲁迅 that talk about the story the 祥林嫂？
他就是。见到每一个人，他就把他儿子的事情就讲一遍哈。
Every time when she see people, that she will talk about her son.
那个事情已经深深地印在他脑，他不能够挪去。
She cannot remove this image that, so she have to talk about it.
很多的情况下，我们也是一样。
Very often we do the same thing.
有些事情是很久以前发生的。
And some things that happened many long time ago.
几年前或者是十几年前。
Maybe few years ago, maybe few decades ago.
但是我们没有办法让这些事情离去。
But we cannot let it go.
所以就没有办法摆脱我们的这个困境。
So we still stand in circle.
那么可能有些人会问，我怎么会知道我的生命里会有这个转折点？
So how do we know we have this life-changing moment?
首先啊，这些转折点有些是非常明显的。
And some are very obvious.
就是有一些重大的变故发生在你的生活当中。
There are some big events happening in your life.
这个你不可能不知道的。
And there's no way you cannot tell.
如果发生了车祸啊。
For example, if a car accident.
或者是自己生病啊。
Or get sick.
或者是家里的人啊，成员有什么重大的变故也都影响到你啊。
And there's a big changes in your family life.
所以这个环境就迫使我们不得不面对挑战。
And so the circumstance facing, force us to facing the challenge.
不过有些转折点是比较隐蔽的。
And there are some the changing moment actually is very hidden.
这个需要我们去思考跟分析。
And we really need to really, think about it and really analyze it.
那么这种情况就需要我们有一个成长的意愿。
And then this time that we need to have a heart that willing to grow.
因为在这个你有这个意愿的话，你才能够发现这些转折点，你也可能采取一个积极的回应。
And only when you have this willingness, then you can respond positively.
那样我们就应该当欢欢喜喜的拥抱这样生命的转折。
So we can embrace this life-changing moment in, joyfully.
所以无论如何呀，我们都首先要知道这些转折。
And no matter what, we have to understand those life-changing moments.
我们才能抓住这样的机会。
So we can seize the opportunity.
所以一个行之有效的测验就是这样的。
And there's a very effective test.
有没有什么事让你心烦意乱？
What kind of things really trouble you?
我们有没有人我有心烦的事？都没有。
Is anything that really trouble you?
每个人都有。
I'm sure you have.
有没有什么人让你想起来就一个头三个大的
？There's some people that when you think about it, you already feel, oh my God, you already have a headache.
我们碰到这些事情，我们常常就会说，哎呀，我希望这个事情赶快就过去，我就没有问题，我就平静安稳了。
And you're hopefully the things go over quickly.
这个人呢，实在是太给我很多的麻烦，我只要离他远远的，我就没有问题了。
So I distance myself from this person, then my trouble will be gone.
其实我们忘记了，这是我们人生转折的讯号。
And this, but we forget that this probably is a signal of a life-changing moment.
所以我们要留意这些讯号的话，我们就能抓住这些机会。
So you pay attention to those signals that we can seize the opportunity.
上帝不是首先改变你的环境。
And God is not want to change your environment first.
上帝可以改变环境。
He can.
上帝不会首先改变其他的人。
He is not going to change other people.
上帝是可以改变其他人。
He can change other people.
但是上帝首先需要改变的是你自己。
But God want to change you first.
是我们自己。
Ourself.
所以是我们对待这些周围的人和事的一个态度。
How our attitude toward the things happen around us, or people around us.
所以以前 教会有一个很热心的弟兄啊，他是一个工程师。
And there was one brother who was very committed in our church. He's an engineer.
那么他跟他太太都是非常热心的，很有要奉献的这个心智。
They have a heart that they want to commit their life and to become a full time.
不过在他们在这个准备过程中，他们生活中发生了一个重大的变故。
And but even during the preparation, something happened.
那么他们最小的女儿生了一种很奇怪的病。
Their youngest daughter had a really rare disease.
这个病呢大概是有遗传的因素在里面。
And this illness may be genetic.
那么没有办法医治。
Could not be cured.
最后他的女儿就去世。
So their daughter passed away.
其实当时只有几岁啊。
And she was maybe a few years old.
这是他们唯一的女儿。
Their only daughter.
所以夫妻两个非常的伤心。
They were very sad.
但是在面对这个转折的时候，他们做一个决定，他们说我们要奉献做传道。
And when facing the life-changing moment, they made a decision. We want to commit our life to full-time ministry.
不过当时他们教会的牧师还是劝阻他们说，你们不要在这个时候要做出那么大的决定。
And at that time, their pastor to counsel them not to make a harsh decision, a hasty decision.
然后要等你们过了这段时期，这个危机的时候，再好好的去寻求神。
Wait until this crisis is over, then really seek the Lord's guidance.
所以他们就听从了牧师的这样的劝告。
So they listened to their pastor.
真是好好的预备他们自己
，and try to prepare themselves，
特别是确定说是神来呼召他们做传道
，to be sure that God has called them to be full-time minister。
所以他们夫妻最后就奉献做了牧师
，and finally they became pastor。
所以弟兄姐妹，当面对这些人生危机的时候
，and brothers and sisters， when we're facing those life-changing moments，
我们没有能力去改变环境
，and we cannot change the circumstance。
很多时候，我们要求神去改变环境的祷告，也不一定会马上得到垂听。
Very often, God probably is not going to listen our prayer that we want to change the circumstances。
但是我们可以改变的，则是我们对这个事情的。回应跟态度。
But what we can do is try to change our response to this event.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，他在神面前再一次的委身。
And just like Abraham, Abraham continued to dedicate himself to the Lord.
我们再来看这个故事，上帝对亚伯拉罕显现时说的第一句话。
And so let's look at what's God's first word to Abraham.
这个值得我们多加去推敲。
It's really worth our more scrutiny.
上帝说我是全能的神
I am God Almighty
你当在我面前做完全人
And walk before me and blameless
所以这句话宣告了说上帝是谁
The sentence actually declare who God is
全能的神
God Almighty
同时也告诉了亚伯拉罕应当如何去行
And also same time instruct Abraham what he need to do
这样你才能够领受盟约里面的祝福
So you can receive the blessing of the covenant.
所以全能的神是什么意思呢
？What does God Almighty mean?
什么是完全的人呢
？What is a blameless man?
难道人可以真的在神面前完全吗
？Can we be blameless before God?
所以我们一点来看，一起来看，上帝宣告说我是全能的神。
And let's look at what does that mean when God declares He's Almighty God.
全能的神这个在原文里面是这样读叫。El Shaddai.
The original meaning is El Shaddai.
那么这个名字呢，在圣经中出现了七次。
This name happened in the Bible seven times.
那么这是第一次在圣经里面出现。
And this is the first time it happened.
其实 ，El 这个词呢，是当时在古代近东这个地区对神的一种泛称。
So El is a general term for gods in the ancient Near East.
那么沙袋呢，在圣经中出现了48次。
And Shaddai actually appeared 48 times in the Bible.
它的含义我们现在其实不是特别的肯定。
And now time we're not really certain about that meaning.
但是显然这个词是亚伯拉罕非常熟悉的。
And but apparently Abraham was familiar with this word.
所以上帝一说，亚伯拉罕就明白了。
And once God said it, he understood.
所以上帝是用亚伯拉罕可 理解的言语来说明它的属性。
God speak a language that Abraham could understand.
所以我们现在看到撒代这个词，大概是表示说上帝是可以充满一切。
And Shaddai probably means the sufficient supply of everything.
是供应一切的。
And can supply you of everything.
可能是像高山一样那样的稳固。
Just like a high mountain is so solid.
它的能力可能是超越一切的。
And the power is beyond everything.
有人推测说中国人讲上帝说不定就是从这个沙袋翻译过去，我不确定这样的推测。
People might interpret the Chinese language 上帝 is probably from this word El Shaddai.
所以讲到说我是全能的神。
I'm the God Almighty.
那么我们再来思想这个完全人的含义。
And let's study the blameless.
这个短语的意思是说呢，人呢是在神的面前行走。
And the originally meaning that talk about someone's the walk before the Lord.
而且是无可指责的。
It's blameless.
这是一个非常形象的比喻。
It's really it's a phrase that is beyond a reproach.
那么这个比喻就是好比说羊群是在前面走，那么牧羊人是在后面，对不对？
And that really illustrate that flock is walking in front the shepherd.
那我们知道亚伯拉罕是游牧民嘛。
And we know that Abraham was a nomad.
他有羊群啊牛群这样的。
So he owns a lot of cows and sheep.
所以当上帝这样跟他讲，他一下就心领神会了。
So when God told him that, he understood immediately.
就是完全的人，并不代表说亚伯拉罕一点过失都没有。
Blameless does not mean that you're perfect.
而是我们在上帝面前行走，我们要完全按照上帝给我们的指令。
It's also just talking about you walk before the Lord and the God's behind you, then you follow God's lead.
完全。按照他的引导
，perfectly follow his instruction。
所以，面对生命的转折啊，我们有时需要调整我们对神的认知。
When we face a life-changing moment, very often we need to adjust ourselves。
所以，上帝不接受贿赂。
And so we know God does not receive bribery。
也不会被勒索。
And he will not be blackmailed。
如果你想跟上帝讨价还价的话，你应该知道说你有什么本钱才可以。
And if you really want to bargain with God, you need to know what do you have.
我们在下一章，下一次我们就会谈到亚伯拉罕跟上帝来讨价还价。
In chapter 18, we'll talk about that Abraham actually bargained with the Lord.
但是他是按照神的心意跟上帝讨价还价。
But he bargained according to God's will.
所以在经历生命的转折时，人必须要突破。
And so when we are facing the life-changing moment, we need to have a breakthrough.
这是一个神的恩典。
But this is God's grace.
所以有这样生命转折的机会是神给我们的祝福。
When we have this opportunity, it's God's blessing.
所以我们当欢欢喜喜地拥抱生命的转折。
So we need to really embrace this life-changing moment joyfully.
所以这要求我们在上帝面前重新的委身。
We need to rededicate ourselves.
很多时候我们知道我们向上帝要什么东西。
And sometimes we know what we want from the Lord.
可能我们却不知道上帝向我们要什么东西。
But very often we have no idea what God wants from us.
可能更糟糕的时候，有时候连我们自己应该需要什么东西我们都不知道。
The worst part is that we don't even know what we want.
那么上帝要给我们的东西我们不想要。
But what God wants to give us, we...Don't want it.
我们想要的东西不一定对我们有好处。
But what we want it may not be best for us.
有一次一个慕道友的话，他就跟我分享他的经历。
And there was one time there's a seeker that shared his experience with me.
我说你本来很积极追求的，为什么你现在变得冷淡了
？And then you were really seeking fervently, but now you're kind of become cold.
他说神。没有听我的祷告。
But because God did not listen my prayer.
哎呦，我说你祷告什么事情神没有听啊
？What did you pray that God did not listen?
我祷告都是好事情啊，我没有求钱，也没有求财啊。
I always pray for good thing. I did not for the ask the reputation or the money.
我求神改善我跟我父母的关系。
I ask God to change my relationship with my parents.
好几个月了
，for many months.
关系没有变好，反而更差。
And the relationship is not getting better, but actually got worse.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要知道， 说如果我们要祷告我们跟其他人的关系，神不会首先去改变别人的。
And now if we want to pray to God to change your relationship with other people, God's not going to change other people first.
神首先要改变我们自己。
God want to change us first.
我们自己不想改变，我们却希望说神要改变我们的环境。
And if we don't want to change, but we want God to change our circumstances.
所以这一次上帝在迦南地第四次向亚伯拉罕的显现。
So this time God appeared to Abraham for the fourth time in Canaan.
是在亚伯拉罕的生命里中一个重要的人生的转折点。
This is a very important turning point in Abraham's life.
是他属灵生命的一个升华。
And it's a spiritual life go to the higher level.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的故事，经过这个事件以后，亚伯拉罕的信心就与以前完全的不一样。
And after this, and Abraham's faith is totally different.
所以当我们面临生命这种转折的时候，我们应该勇敢的去面对。
So when we are facing the life-changing moment, we need to facing bravely.
所以我们没有什么可以惧怕。
And there's nothing to be fear.
需要我们来调整对上帝的认知，同时也在上帝面前再一次的委身。
We need to readjust our knowledge of God and also rededicate ourselves.
所以当欢欢喜喜的拥抱生命的转折。
So we need to embrace opportunity.That joyfully.
上帝在这个故事中启示他的名字叫什么来着？全能的神。
So what does God say? His name is the God Almighty.
大家可不可以一起来讲？全能的神。
God Almighty.
他这个名字原文叫 El Shaddai, right?
The original name is El Shaddai.
我们可以不可以一起讲 El Shaddai?
El Shaddai.
大家要记住，有一首诗歌就是这样唱的，叫 El Shaddai。
And there's a song actually called El Shaddai.
El Shaddai 是希伯来文哈。
And it's a Hebrew name.
那么这个歌词里还讲到El Leon 啊。
And also there's another name in Hebrew.
Yeah, 那是讲到上帝是至高处的神哈。
And he is the one in the higher place.
我们现在就一起来欣赏这首诗歌。
Let's enjoy the song together.
这是一首英文的诗歌。
This is an English song.
你肯定会懂的几个词就是 El Shaddai.
I'm sure that you know a few words, El Shaddai.
里面还有几个其他的希伯来的字。
And a few more Hebrew words.
在 YouTube 上你可以自己回去听啊。
And you can find out in YouTube.
你可把它翻成中文。
And you can translate in Chinese. There's an actual Chinese version too.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.我不知道，那我们来一起来看哈，不晓得这个 technical 方面能不能 work 哈，我们现在。
I will praise Through the years, you made it clear that the time of Christ was near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
因为你是恩典的神，
You are the God of grace.
你是全能的主，
You are Almighty God.
让我们在你的面前我们屈膝，
And we will bow our knee to you.
让我们在你面前我们敬拜，
And we will worship you.
因为你配得我们的敬拜与赞美，
You're worthy our praise and worship.
我们感谢你借着耶稣基督所赐给我们丰富的恩典。
We want to thank you that through Jesus Christ, you give us an abundant blessing.
让我们的一生在你的掌握之中。
So in our life, that walk in your path.
在我们的人生路上，愿主你赐福给我们。
Continue to bless us in our life.
当我们亲近你的时候，愿主你也亲近我们。
When we're close to you, you'll be close to us.
当我们向你呼求的时候，主啊，你就垂听我们的祷告。
When we cry out to you, you listen our prayers.
改变我们的生命。
And change our life.
使我们更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
So we'll be more like your son, Jesus Christ.
为今天所有听到这篇信息的，我们都仰望你。
We are for everyone who listened to this sermon.
愿你打开天上的窗户，让祝福从天上倾天而降。
And open the window of heaven, or the blessing pouring down.
愿我们的生命可以彰显你的荣耀。
Our life can glorify you.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.